Now listen to verse 6. Who can stand before his indignation? And who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. Now, man has learned that you can't stand up against nature. Victor Hugo wrote three great novels. He wrote Les Miserables to show that society is the enemy of man. He wrote Notre Dame to show that religion is the enemy of man. And he wrote Toilers of the Sea to show that nature is the enemy of man. Well, it's owing to how man approaches all of these. Religion has been an enemy of man. And society is the enemy of man. This civilization today is no friend to grace, I can assure you that. And nature can be an enemy of man. But nature can also be a friend of man. But the question is this. If you are going to try to fight against nature, you're fighting a losing battle. That's what Victor Hugo tried to show in his novel. Who can stand before his indignation? And who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? Do you have the answer to that question? And I'd like to ask that of you if you're unsaved today. Maybe you're depending on your own righteousness and goodness. Do you really believe that you can stand in the presence of a holy God, that absolutely he hates sin? He intends to judge sin? Are you able to stand in his holy presence? That's the reason that very brilliant Oxford Don, C.S. Lewis, wrote about a bus trip that they ran from hell. Now, this is really a mythological bus trip, and it's no Bible bus either. And it was a tour that was carried on from hell to heaven, and those that were in hell could take a bus trip up there to heaven. And the bus was filled, and when they arrived in heaven, the bus driver parked in the parking lot, and I'm sure there's plenty of parking up there. And so he told everybody on the bus, he says, now 4 o'clock this afternoon, why the bus is going to leave and the bus is going to head for our home, which happened to be hell. And at 4 o'clock that afternoon, why that bus was filled. Everyone was back. But the bus driver told them, if you want to stay, you can stay. And why didn't they stay? Lewis said, they found out that they had no place in heaven, and that, as one of the great saints of the past put it, he said, I would rather go to hell without sin than go to heaven with sin. Who is able to stand before his indignation? If you don't have a Savior, how are you going to stand as a sinner in the presence of a holy God? Do you think that you've got a chance? You don't have a ghost of a chance, my friend. You can't stand there without a Savior. And that's what it means to be accepted in the Beloved and to be in Christ today. This is a tremendous principle that he's putting down here. God must judge sin. There's something radically wrong with God if he doesn't judge sin someday. We'll go on from there next time. Until then, may God richly bless you, my beloved.